Elaine, please. Elaine, good afternoon. Couriers, there's lots of them, and my God, they work hard.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, I just rang to highlight something, Joe. I had a package delivered by a courier 2 weeks ago. Now, we have plenty of garden space. The package could be left anywhere in the front, around the front porch or anywhere. But the courier, we have two dogs who will bark, go crazy if anyone comes near the gate or the fence, the back fence. Now, 2 weeks ago, they threw my package over the fence straight to the dogs.
Oh, good luck.
It was flittered. Like, I sent your researcher the pictures. I don't know if you saw them, but the two books that I ordered were flittered a bit, so no good. So this morning, I got a bit annoyed again because the same thing happened. Package thrown over to dogs, and only that my partner was coming in and managed to get off them in time, the thing inside would have been flittered as well. So I'm talking about €100 worth of goods. Now, my problem is I just can't understand why the couriers have to throw something over the fence to dogs. Mm-hmm. And there's so much space around where I, you know, in the house that I'm living in, like, it's, and apparently it's happening.
Maybe the courier is afraid of the dog.
Yeah, but they don't have to go near the dogs, Joe. The dogs are locked in the back.
Okay. If the dogs are locked in the back, how are they getting at the parcels?
Because they're throwing them over the back gate.
Oh, over the back. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, they're throwing them over the gate 5 foot.
Yeah.
And there's about half an acre at the front where they could leave it around the house anywhere.
Putting out a sign, because then you're telling people with malevolent intent that your parcel is behind a bin or whatever. You don't want to be telling everybody where the parcels are going to be.
Yeah, well, I did do up a sign this morning, actually, I said on it, please do not throw parcels over the gate, leave at front of gate or at the porch. Because, it's for people coming up to Christmas, Joe.
Yeah.
There's so many more packages, just presents.
Know.
Like, one of them this morning was a present, a Chris Kindle, and, like, that was slightly damaged when they got the package open, but luckily we got it in time.
Yeah.
Now, like, a bit of common sense would tell you, okay, there's two dogs barking at me here, I'm not going to throw this over the fence.
Yeah. So, but if you say, you're now saying leave the parcel at the front gate.
No, I mean, if I come in and I look around in this house, in my house, there's loads of spots a parcel could be left.
Okay.
And it will be safe. But if
someone got in and stole the parcel, would you blame the courier company?
I can't really, you know, I mean, we have cameras there that's going to see whoever that's coming from at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, like, and I can't really, it's out sort of in the country. There's not too many people, like, coming in and out of the house, like, you know, where you'd come in and say, oh, there's a parcel. There is other houses around. You could be seen plainly in plain view.
You see, now that people are getting so many deliveries like this, they're going from 4:30 in the morning, some of them. Is it not time?
Yeah, but they're being paid to do a job, Joe, to deliver a parcel.
I know that.
Yeah. So if it was me and I'm paid, I'm not going to go up and by a house that has plenty of space.
Yeah, but they could also do this legally, Elaine. They could knock on your door or your gate or try and get access.
Yeah.
And give it 5 raps. And after 5 raps, if there's no answer, they go back in the van and you get a message saying you can collect your parcel in Airside or whatever.
And that's fine.
Well, like, if you have to go to in this Dublin travel, I don't know where you but it'll take you 2 days camel ride to get to Airside. But my point is it not time for people to be putting in secure, I know on Puss do them, secure boxes at their door that can take parcels?
Well, that's an idea as well, but I mean, it's going to have to be a fairly big box, Joe, yes, because you'd be talking about like the size of a small coal. But I got a parcel this morning and it was quite big. It was in a box.
And what did you say? What did you say your dogs ate this morning?
Well, I had there was a material hoodie in a jacket or in the parcel. But they had got through the bag and had were just about to start on the garment when my partner picked it up, got it off them. But, like, I don't know, Joe. Common sense. Okay, if they had nowhere else to put the parcel, take it back with them. Because I think our local delivery, or it would probably just go somewhere not too far away, maybe Tullamore or somewhere. But I don't know.
Can you get on to the company and designate a pick-up point?
Well, you can usually leave some message of delivery on some items.
Yeah, okay.
When you're ordering online.
Have you neighbours that are accessible? Neighbours.
Well, I don't particularly have neighbours. Okay. I don't know. Like, my point is, Joe, that why would somebody pass by, climb over your wall, because the gates have to be put in a number. Climb over your wall. They can see the porch there. There's a bench around the side of the porch. There's plenty of space there that's hidden. And the other side of the garden is the same. But to come up and walk up to the fence, and the dogs come and they eat. You know you're throwing it over to dogs. You can't miss it. I will bring back my camera and go and look.
Bring back a permanent marker and a sheet out of a copybook and write the sign and put a bit of plastic on and stick it on your gate.
But Joe, I feel sorry for other people as well. Like, I mean, that's two parcels with me. So then other people said straight away, like, sure, oh, it's this company, it's happened to me. I was somewhere this morning when your researcher rang me, and the person who I was with said, that happened to me as well. Because they left it with the dogs.
And I'm also saying to people, if you do see a delivery man or woman, if you are a neighbour, I'm encouraging people to go out and say to the delivery man, listen, I'll take in that parcel.
A lot of people don't like doing that either, Joe, because they're responsible. I would do it.
Yeah. And my neighbours do it all the time for me.
I definitely would do it.
I'm thinking of the fellas and women who are driving those vans and trying to get parking and trying to get through the Dublin traffic or the Cork traffic or the Waterford traffic to deliver a package, and they've been on the go from 4:30 that morning and now it's 5:30 in the evening. I just say, let's do everything we can, because they're providing an incredible service.
But are they not being paid for it, Joe?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not.
I know you have to go out and do
I'm sure none of them are taking a week off next to fly to Qatar to see the World Cup. I don't think the money would get them that far. Okay,
well, no,
not to worry.
And that would be the same as most people.
Yeah,
like,
I know. But I don't think they're the highest paid workers in society.
I know. That has nothing to do with it, Joe. You have certain types of workers, all types of workers in the country, and they're all trying to do the job as best they can.
I know that.
Not really doing the job as best they can when there's a lot of people complaining that they don't care about your deliveries. I mean, if there's something breakable in that package, I have got something recently as well, 2 months ago, about it was a lamp and the shade was broken as well. But, well, I mean, what do you do? Like, you know, I mean, they replaced it. The company replaced it.
Oh, did they? Okay. Yeah. Well, you weren't left in the shade. So, Elaine, that was good. That was good of them. Yeah.
So just, okay, I mean,
yeah, just put up the sign, would you?
Here.
I'm good at sign writing. Okay, what sign do you want to put up?
Please. Will I read it to you?
I have the word please. Okay, I have it done. I'll put it up on Twitter. Please.
I wrote, please do not put deliveries over this fence, as dogs are ripping all my packages.
I hear
open.
You're not writing War and Peace, will you? It's a little
leave
sign.
Leave at front
please
of
not,
this fence.
Please not.
Thank
put,
you.
Please do not put deliveries over the fence.
Yeah, that's what I've done now today.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that will fix it.
But please, hang on, I'm not finished. Please and thanks. Happy Christmas, Joe Duffy has gone on about how badly paid you are. Why don't you get on to him for a few, Bob, instead of throwing my... Okay, that's done. I have it done. Take a photograph of it now. We'll put it up on Twitter during this break. If you want a more professional sign done, I will do a more professional sign. I will do it in calligraphy. I'll do it in black permanent marker. I will laminate it. I will laminate it to keep it weatherproof, and I will put it in the post. Yeah. Okay, Elaine. Bye-bye.
Well, Joe,
happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy
Bye.
Christmas. Bye. Bye.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.